That's Jerry Rafferty in Baker Street. Connie Willis here on Coast to Coast AM. George Norrie is just running around like a chicken with his head cut off. I'm telling you, this man is everywhere now. He's got another event coming up that you'll want to write down because it's going to be a really special one. It's one of his live events. It's he and a couple of his friends at Northridge, California. This is going to be on a Saturday night. It's May 6th. And he's going to have some really neat friends along with him. This is, by the way, a Danheiser Wagner Entertainment production. And Danheiser, that's our own Tommy, that's a producer for George. So he knows how he works and takes care of him very much and very, very well. But some of his guests are going to be hypnotherapist and past life regression expert. That's Dr. Bruce Goldberg. Also, Danian Brinkley. I think is it Danian or Danian? I think I like to just say Mr. Brinkley. He's going to be talking about afterlife information and near-death experiences. He knows that firsthand. Also, we all know Whitley Strieber. He's going to be out there. It's going to be a great show. You also get a meet and greet afterwards. That's going to be, once again, at the Northridge, California State University, Northridge. Okay, it's going to be in the performance hall. All you have to do, look, get tickets. Information, you can go for any of that information or all the specifics, go to our website and you're going to get it. I'm hoping he might sing too, but you definitely get a meet and greet afterwards. That's George Norrie and Friends live once again out there having a good time. This time is going to be Northridge, Saturday, May 6, 2017. More to come here on Coast to Coast AM. We're back and we are talking with Will Champion. This is Coast to Coast AM. I'm Connie Willis. Will, thank you so much for the intrigue and the suspense and everything that's happening. You're giving us some really good stuff, as promised, and I will just let you continue on.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Connie. Thank you. You know, this is just so important. I have to sum this up a little bit right now for your benefit and that of your Coast to Coast listeners. I just want to wrap up the bottom line here on these particular beings that are malevolent, that are said to occupy positions of power here on Earth. They will do nothing but harm humanity's future as a free and sovereign race. So planetary vigilance is just must be everyone's business. And the bottom line here is, without question, we are the hybrids so many people have been concerned about. Mm-hmm. Now, as a matter of interest, just so people will know, I do try generally to confine my efforts to the realm of that which is known, that which we can verify. You can put a finger on it and say, this is true. Now, the Varil spaceships that I described a few minutes ago, The evidence exists on the public record of their existence in the form of patents. They're out there. The schematics and so on are out there on the public record. So anybody can do a little bit of research and pull up information on those crafts. And speaking of verifiable information, space travel. How do we know this is true? How do we know it's possible? And how is it done? Well,
before you go there, I just want to go back for a minute. The malevolent ones that you're talking about that you say are definitely here and they're definitely going to do harm and are, that's all they care about is harming us. Do they look human or not?
Well, there's some debate about that. I would have to say this. I think it's just my opinion, but I believe people who seem to have some knowledge, some insight to their nature indicate that they may in fact be some sort of shapeshifters. I think they may have some properties about them that give the outward visual appearance for all practical purposes of looking like human beings. But underneath that veneer, there is a reptilian somewhere beneath the surface.
Do we know any names of anyone, or do we know where they are living?
If I had that information, I would gladly either I would gladly either, you know, add my 2 cents or shut up, because it's just a matter I'd rather not get shot and killed over.
I got you. Okay.
However, many
gotta ask.
Many people, that's cool. Ask. Many people feel they have reason to believe that members of the royal houses, especially royal houses in Europe, are some of the most outstanding among them. Now, you know, what can I say? When you start researching, often these secrets are so secret, there's very little concrete evidence to be had. And so what you're left with is a trail that suggests something occurred or something exists, but no official notification. I mean, these guys aren't going to go out and broadcast it. Hey, I'm a lizard and I'm running your country.
I don't know. I think I met one on Match.com, you know, before. I don't know.
You might.
I think I did.
Too, maybe. I don't know.
But it's a funny wink.
Yeah. So I hope I've answered your question.
Well, it's just amazing. You know what, Will? I mean, when you talk about this kind of stuff and when we're listening to us, and I'll let you get back to your story. But, you know, the funny thing is there's so much chaos going on in the world right now. And really, there's so much, many more things. And I know, as you said before, the coast people are into it. We get it. And we know that there's so many things that are much bigger than the chaos that's going on now. It's small potatoes, and it's almost in place to kind of have you look there and not where it's really happening. And that's what you're talking about.
Yep. And I just have to add something here. While I was in the writing process with this little IED of mine, the Dreamland Files, I spent much of my time out in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I spent quite a bit of time, many evenings, in fact, way out on the outskirts where the perimeter fence line is at Area 51.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you that place exists. The government has consistently over the years denied its existence. It's real. It's really there. I don't think it's much of a secret to folks in that area anymore. It exists. And I used to have a lot of fun going out and typing on my little computer in the middle of the night, writing a story, and looking up toward Whitesides Mountain, inside the base there, Area 51, and seeing things in the sky that boggled my mind. And it seemed like there was a pattern there. They always seemed to be more, I could almost expect them to be there on Wednesday nights. I don't know why. But, yep, I've seen things that defy description. I still can't explain them. But I know there are explanations, and even the military-industrial complex giant Lockheed admits black budget government space travel does exist.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how is it done? I think, according to what they are announcing that you can find documentation of. It's by applying something. It's a fantastic technology that has to be applied to something called quantum entanglement.
Mm-hmm.
And I am no physicist by any means, but the idea is extremely fascinating, and it challenges what we once believed about the known scientific laws of the universe. And simply put, it means everything in the universe we occupy is somehow interconnected with everything else. There, I said it.
Right.
Now, you know, so we can take all of those physics books and put them on the shelf now. That's all we need to know.
There you go. It's true. I'm with you.
Einstein himself referred to this apparent relationship as, quote, spooky action at a distance. So he knew it's there, but even he couldn't qualify or quantify it. So, but recent research has taken the quantum entanglement out of theoretical physics and placed it into the category of verified phenomena. In fact, so we don't walk away from this discussion with the misconception that this is all just a bunch of wild speculation. An experiment devised by the Griffith University Center for Quantum Dynamics, I hope I'm remembering that right, led by a professor, Wiseman, I believe is his last name, and his team of researchers that were linked up with a university over in Tokyo, they recently published their findings, and they published what Einstein didn't believe to be real or at least explainable, and that's that the non-local collapse of a particle's wave function. Now, I don't know how they did this, Connie, but somehow these intellectual giants managed to split a single photon between two laboratories to test whether measurement of it in one laboratory would actually cause a change in the local quantum state in the other laboratory. And they were able to verify the entanglement of the split single photon. So they are connected, and they've since replicated this experiment over and over again with results of entanglement seen at kilometers of distance. So they concluded that space is a construct that gives the illusion that there are separate objects. Wow.
Okay.
And that theory is a precursor to realizing, as I said before, that pretty much everything is connected and that everything in the universe is one. Now, if you've got a metaphysical mindset, that's pretty easy to grasp. If you don't, it'll take you quite a while to wrap your mind around that. But in other words, if I can simplify it, what happens in what we call reality is affecting something else in that same reality. It's all touching. And what's happening here is that either we're witnessing the transfer of information at a speed far greater than the speed of light, or even better, something completely instantaneous. So if all points in space are connected, that means vast distances between space are simply an illusion. But that profound conclusion has been just utterly buried and shrouded in secrecy. Now, let's take a look at what can back that up concretely. Please forgive me, but I believe it was a fellow by the name of Ben Rich, who was the second director of Lockheed Martin Skunk Works from 1975 to the early 1990s. And he's been called the father of stealth, and he oversaw the development of the stealth fighter jet, the F-117A Nighthawk, for example, just some of his accomplishments. And before his death, he made several shocking open statements about the reality of UFOs and extraterrestrials. And he said, in essence, that we already have the means to travel among the stars, but these technologies are locked up in black projects, and it would take an act of God to ever get them out to benefit humanity. He knew that of which he spoke. And yeah, well, I believe some... Yeah, go ahead.
No, well, I just wonder what they're there to benefit. I guess it's more of what you're saying is the control and
well,
they have the gold and they're going to benefit it their way, right?
Yeah. Connie, believe me, it's never been about security. It's never been about peace and harmony. It's never been about sitting around a campfire singing Kumbaya, in other words. It's all about control,
yeah.
And it's always been. Regardless, apparently, Ben Rich summed it up by saying, anything you can imagine, we already know how to do it. And we have the technology, he said, to take E.T. home. No, it won't take someone's lifetime to do it. There was a previous error in all the equations, and we know what it was and have now the capability to travel to the stars. We have things out there that are literally out of this world, better than Star Trek or what you see in the movies. And this is the most critical statement, I believe, he made publicly. There are two types of UFOs, the ones we build and the unfunded ones they build. Emphasis on the word unfunded, meaning black budget.
Mm-hmm.
Take a moment and think on that.
Right. Ah.
So,
it's so frustrating,
wow.
You know, because
wow.
It's so frustrating because we actually have to take a break again. We'll come back and we'll ask you some. It'll be our last segment when we come back with you, and we'll try to fit in everything else that you think you can fit in before we go. And, yeah, we'll have to have a Will Champion Part 2 or something like that, too. And I guess one of the things I'll be asking is, what's the big deal if we know the truth about the world? I mean, it's really, I guess you're saying it's just downright control, even if we know the knowledge that we have and if we know that E.T. is real, which pretty much that's an easy thing for us. Anyway, Will Champion, who we're talking to, if you want any more information about him, go to our website. I'm Connie Willis, and we've got some good stuff happening tonight. And I know that a lot of you got some Super Bowl plans for tomorrow, too, but hang out with us for the last segment. I think you'll enjoy it. This is Connie Willis for Coast to Coast AM. It's the most listened to overnight radio program in North America. It's Coast to Coast AM. Thank you for listening. I'm Connie Willis. Cool Change, Little River Band is what that is. You know how songs bring back the memories. That was a tune that when I was leaving a radio station, actually it was here in Louisville. I was leaving a station here, and I was taking on a station in San Antonio. It was the real KISS and the real KOOL, actually, in San Antonio. I was leaving here to go there. That station was supposed to take me to a station in Phoenix or San Diego, one of my choice at the time. And, you know, when you're in radio, you always have a song, your last song that's played, you know, oh, here's my last song I'm going to play. We all get all sentimental. We're just that way. But that was my song. Time for a Cool Change, Little River Band. So that's the memory to that one. Coast Insiders. I got to remind you about something you might not remember. But, you know, first of all, it's great to be a Coast Insider. You're going to get to see and hear everything that you've missed the night before because you just can't stay awake throughout. We understand. It's an overnight show. We understand how the world works. A lot of people, their body just can't take it. That's why, you know, if you're a Coast Insider, you don't have to miss a show ever again because you fell asleep. Okay? That's not a problem. And by the way, it's only 15 cents a day. You get the podcast, you get downloads, all the past shows. It's 24/7 access, live, on demand. The audio streams are all delivered in high quality. You can listen to on your computer or a mobile device. You can email Mr. Nori, I mean, directly. This is all cool. You can have chats with the different hosts. I haven't been asked to be on there yet. I'm hoping so. A lot of people have been asking me. And, you know, that's up to them. That'll be cool. I look forward to it. That'll be fun. But a lot of new things. One of the things you might not know is he's got a camera on in the studio, and you can see him. So I didn't even know that either. I was roaming through looking around because there's so many options when you're a Coast Insider. I'm a Coast Insider. And I didn't even realize that option myself. So I hope that camera's turned on because I'm telling you about it. So you can watch him during his shows if you're a Coast Insider. You can watch him. Can't do it for the guest host. And I don't know, maybe Jimmy Church because he uses the same studio, I believe. But not me. I don't know if they've got one hooked up here, but I hope not. I hope not. I'm in my jammies. I don't want anybody knowing that. But Coast Insiders, it's only 15 cents a day. Stay with us. This is Connie Willis, and we've got Will Champion wrapping up his last segment here next on Coast to Coast AM. Coast to Coast AM with Connie Willis, and getting right back with Will Champion so we can get everything in this last segment. He's got so much. And what would Willy Wonka say? He'd say so much to do and so little time, or so much time and so little to do, and reverse that. Do you remember that? You don't remember that, do you, Mr. Will Champion? I do. Oh. It was on Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes. I was just in the zone there for a
you
moment.
You were just snoozing there? No, I got you. It's cool.
I was just listening to your compelling voice.
That's okay. That's what I'm doing with you. I mean, usually I really chat in a lot and, you know, kind of pull you back, but you've got such an incredible story. So I will let you get back into it, and I will be the listener.
Fair enough. I think as a result of Ben Rich's very public disclosures, Connie, it's no longer a theory. We have a secret black budget space program that's reversed engineered extraterrestrial technologies that are primarily used for military purposes, but that may be only a small part of another more ambitious secret agenda.
And do you know what that might be? Because I'm really interested in that.
Oh, well, maybe I can go a little deeper into the matrix for a moment.
Excellent.
How about that?
Yeah.
Right now, I'm sure maybe you haven't. I don't know. But you're in the know. Do we have Marines on Mars? There's a little bit more on our secret black budget space program, perhaps. Now, Connie, I generally confine my research, as I've said, and my writings to hidden information that, on examination, seem valid and have some basis in actual facts. I mean, that's partly how I make my living. And I'll tell you right up front as a disclaimer, Connie, I've done no real in-depth research into the story, so I can't say if there is any truth to it or not. I've been a little bit busy lately, can you imagine?
Mm-hmm.
Wink, wink. But it certainly attracted a lot of attention online recently, and if there's any truth to the story, it would seem to dovetail perfectly into Lockheed's revelations. Now, There's been a former U.S. Marine that has lately claimed that he spent about 17 years defending humanity on the surface of Mars. And he goes by the name Captain K, and I think there's been some mention on the internet that I saw just a couple of days ago. And
is he? And he's not a super soldier, right? It's not a super soldier guy that happens astral realm or anything like that. It's more of a real Marine person body going to Mars.
That's my understanding.
Okay.
Now, if we relate this to what Lockheed has publicly admitted, we can say there's a link here. Now, this fellow goes by the name Captain K, I presume for safety reasons, and he reportedly claims that he's been deployed to Mars as part of an elite team of about 1,000 Marines assigned to defend 5 separate colony bases against reptilian and insectoid beings fiercely defending their territory there. So, are we talking about space wars? Apparently so. Now, this crackshot team is allegedly called Earth Defense Force and includes fighters from countries including the U.S., Russia, and China. And he was interviewed...
So we are getting along somewhere and helping out as one, as humanity, right, as a human.
Well, I would say so, yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
At certain levels.
Excellent.
At certain levels. Now,
okay.
You know, I'm gonna qualify that by saying that our government, or at least that which poses to be our government, the U.S. government incorporated, is no longer in the business of fighting off world leaders, foreign governments that are allegedly our sworn enemies. These are its business partners. Russia, China, come on.
Right.
Does anybody really believe the Berlin Wall came tumbling down a few years ago because communism suddenly went out of fashion? Nah. They've got Burger King, Colonel Chicken, and I don't know what else in Red Square today for
Colonel
commerce. It's all about commerce.
Yeah.
And these entities that appear on the surface, world governments, that appear to be at each other's throats are actually behind the scenes business partners in certain ventures, and they have common interests to watch each other's backs. That's one in the event that trouble brews. So it makes sense that there may be alliances, and I uncovered a few between the U.S. and Russia that date back to the 1960s, by the way, on a similar note. But, yeah, it makes sense at a certain level that fighters from countries including the U.S., Russia, and China would team up against a common enemy, perceived enemy, if that perceived enemy could possibly have designs on coming to our blue rock in the heavens and raising a ruckus.
Well, thank you.
Wink, wink.
Thank you.
So, anyway, this gentleman was interviewed recently on Exo News TV and said that the training for his mission took place on Titan, Earth Moon, and way out in deep space. I know. The claim seems to be just too wild. And yet, I've been told the Department of the Navy does not deny the man's claim. So, additionally, while at present I am not at all certain the claim or any part of it is true, there seems to be some evidence which could possibly back it up. At least two different NASA photographs released recently show a mysterious bright light NASA has tried to explain away but can't. On examination, and this is on Mars, by the way, the light appears to define a vertical cylinder-shaped object of shiny metal that would not occur in nature. Now, it's occurred to most of us that have been even remotely curious about issues like this, and these are a lot of mysteries, that it occurs to us that NASA and other entities in the know, even Hollywood, has been gradually releasing, spoon-feeding us information to accustom us, so that we are accustomed to what may seem to be building up to an eventual disclosure.
Yes.
About all of this.
Catholic Church as well. I'm not sure if you mentioned that too.
Well, one would hope. Confidentially, I'm not holding my breath. I think my ventures into the world of secrecy and conspiracies, lies, and cover-ups has taught me a few things, and one is the tactics are solid, but the reasoning is solid. The more secrets someone or something keeps from you, the more power they have over you. Does that make sense?
It does.
Ergo, I'm not holding my breath that disclosure of a formal nature by an official government statement or number of governments will happen. I could be incorrect. It wouldn't be the first time.
I don't think they'll ever tell us. I think it's the ETs themselves that will.
My thinking leads me to more than one conclusion about all of this. As a wrap-up, going back to what we know about our secret space program, the back engineering of extraterrestrial technologies primarily used for military purposes. I have reasons to believe, and I probably shouldn't go into them now. It may be a little bit premature, but I think I'm on a solid footing here when I say that this may be only a small part of another more ambitious secret agenda. I'll qualify that by saying that just the day before the 9/11 event occurred, who was it? Rumsfeld announced one time, and then it was never spoken of again, that the Pentagon had suddenly misplaced how many billions or trillions, I think it was, of dollars. They just couldn't account for it. Remember that?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Where'd all those bucks go? Well, one thing we now know is it's, you know, our nation's fortune has been siphoned up toward the top and it stayed there. And we now know that the world's uber rich have constructed hideaways, bunkers, underground facilities with enormous supplies of food and water, etc., for survival, for some reason. We don't know what exactly at this point. But would it be too stretch of the imagination, too far a stretch of the imagination to think that perhaps our technologies that at this point seem to be for military use could also be for the use exclusively of the world's super rich, should they decide, once they've done their damage here, unless they're stopped, should they decide to form their own breakaway civilization and use those technologies to travel to other planets and settle down there for themselves with colonies of elitists like themselves to carry on.
They're taking the money and they're going to run. Will Champion, thank you very much for your time. We got to close it out now. People can get a hold of you at what? WillChampion.com, and that's where they can find the Dreamland files as well?
Yes. Now, may I remind your listeners that if they would like to purchase my book, please, please, please follow the download instructions given on the website before you buy the book. That's very important. Failure to do so may result in the website's not delivering the book. However, and it's only meant to go on certain devices. However, I don't want to leave anybody out of the fun. So if anyone discovers that they're having any difficulties, I will gladly send you a link that will connect you straight up to the book, and it will download instantly to almost, and it's almost compatible with virtually any device. Fair enough?
Fair enough, and I'm sure I'll get some emails, too, if there's a problem, and I know how to direct them to you. So, Will Champion, thank you very much for being a part of Coast. I'll be talking to you soon, and thank everybody else as well for joining us tonight. If you like the show, then please let us know here. We want to know how you think about it. Lynn Buchanan and Will Champion were our guests tonight. From the 840 WHAS studios of iHeartMedia in Louisville, Kentucky, many thanks going out to Julie Talbot, Josh Everett, Bill May, Kirk Wesley, Tim Banal, Lex Lonehood, Stephanie Smith, Chris Burrows, Dan Galante, Tommy Danheiser, Sean Litasur, Nathan Staten, Lisa Lyon, Donna Walker, George Knapp, and George Norrie. Until we meet again, and that's on Blue Rock Talk with Connie Willis. I hope you check out my YouTube channel. Until then, keep watching the night skies and continue with me to seek the strange and uncover the unknown. For Coast to Coast AM, I'm Connie Willis. Have a great Super Bowl Sunday. You're listening to Coast AM. Talk to you soon.